For a lot of immigrants, there are many different degrees of feeling welcome. And for immigrant kids, what happens at school is key. My WGBH colleague Marcel Hutchins was born in Cameroon and moved to Maine with her family when she was 8 years old. One of her first introductions to American life happened at lunchtime in her elementary school cafeteria in eastern Maine. She brought traditional Cameroonian food for lunch and immediately got a reaction. Marcel, hey, thanks for being with us. So what did you bring for lunch and what exactly was the reaction from your classmates?
It was peanut sauce. My mother still to this day makes it peanut with chicken, you know, mixed in with a bunch of seasonings. And I brought along rice on the side. And I remember walking into the cafeteria, not knowing anybody but my lunch and myself. And we sat down and I opened it. I remember the kid across from me looked at me and just said, "Pew-wee," and got up and walked away. I just continued to eat my food. And I remember another kid walked by and looked over and he said, "Ew, that's stinky. What's that?" And I just said, "My mommy's food." And he said, "What is in it?" And I said, "Chicken and peanut butter." And he said, "Ew, peanut butter? Why are you eating peanut butter with chicken?" And I still was just so baffled by that. And I didn't answer him. And I finished eating my lunch by myself. The next day, I bought a poulet de jay. I'm not sure if you're familiar with poulet de jay.
It's a chicken something.
Yes, it's chicken and plantains mixed in. And I brought that to school, and I thought that smelled less than my peanut sauce. And it was the same thing. And they kept calling my food stinky. And then another kid came over to me and started asking me questions about Africa. You know, do your family throw spears around? Do you guys swing from tree to tree?
You're 8 years old when this is all happening.
I'm 8 years old, yeah.
So how did you react to all this?
I was really quiet and really shy, and I was so homesick. I was missing Cameroon. I just wanted a familiar face, and I couldn't find one in the crowd.
Were you still bringing Cameroonian food, like peanut sauce, to school?
My mom would still pack it, but I threw it out.
Oh, no. So what were you eating instead?
I wasn't eating a whole lot. And so I went into the cafeteria one day, and it was Sloppy Joe. And I sat down and I looked at it. It was horrible. I couldn't believe this is what I was about to eat. And I started just slowly nibbling, you know, the Sloppy Joe, just tiny little bites. And finally, one of my classmates came over and she looked at me and she apologized and she said, "You shouldn't sit alone." And she sat with me and she just looked at me and she started asking me questions about my country and Africa. And she said, "I know it's not true that your family don't swing from tree to tree, right?" And I said, "No." And she said, "I know you guys don't hunt lions, right?" And I said, "No." And after that, people sort of started looking at me differently because one person came over and started talking to me and the rest followed.
Marcel, you've discovered that some schools are now offering the food to line up with their multinational student body. Where is that happening?
From my research, it's happening right now in Boston or Massachusetts. I spoke to this guy named Alex Friedman who created this guide for schools who were interested in bringing culturally relevant food into their lunch menus. And he created this guide last year. And a number of schools in Massachusetts, but also Minneapolis, are incorporating these menus into their lunch menus is what I found. And I was really happy to know that.
Did you ever manage to convince your classmates in Maine when you were a kid to try your food from Cameroon?
I did. And, you know, they changed it to the point where I just thought, no more. I don't want to bring my friends home if they're going to add ketchup to my mother's peanut sauce. Who adds ketchup to peanut sauce?
Oh, no. What's there not to love about peanut sauce? Marcel, we've got your story about this at PRI.org. And can I just say that picture of you as a young student in Maine in the fedora and fingerless gloves? So adorable.
That was always my style.
Great style. Journalist Marcel Hutchins, based here in Boston. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Marco.